It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. It gives you plenty of options. You could choose from slots, blackjack, roulette, and a whole bunch of table games with live dealers. So you need to download DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means we welcome in Ross Tucker for Tucker's Tape. And how are you doing, Ross?
Jim, I'm doing well. I'm excited. You know, we had the whole series of 2020 recruits, signees, whatever we're calling them. Then we did the back-to-back episodes with Phil Troutwine, talking about his background. I know we got a lot of good feedback on it. People hit me up on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Hopefully a lot of people are already following us on the Keystone Sports Network at KSN Sportsnet. But now I'm excited to kind of dive into the actual team and this year.
Well, this has become a tradition on our show, one of my favorite series. So let's dive right in. Let's start with your favorite position. Let's start with the offensive line. And if we're going to start with the offensive line, you got to start right in the middle at center. And Ross, how important is it to have a veteran multi-year starter like Michael Mennett at that position?
Well, and I want to start, if you don't mind, Jim, I'll get in the center. I kind of just wanted to talk a little bit big picture, if you will. And what I think is really interesting, Jim, is that last year was Penn State's best offensive line of the James Franklin era. And what makes that a little bit surprising to me, at least, is, you know, they lost two players who left school early for the NFL draft and who both made rosters. So I would have thought, Jim, that the 2018 offensive line would have been Penn State's best in a long time. They were solid that year, but I don't think that they were as good as they were last year. So it's kind of weird, isn't it, that they had pretty much everybody back for that 2018 team, and including the two NFL guys, and they were good. But they were clearly better last year, even though they lost two NFL players. One went in the third round. The other was undrafted, but Ryan Bates made the Buffalo Bills. McGovern went to the Cowboys. So I guess I just think that that's interesting. And there's some lesson there, right? And now this year, they only lost Steven Gonzalez. And they essentially have, you know, six guys back that have played a lot, because Miranda, as well as the big boy, CJ Thorpe, rotated at right guard, and Dez Holmes played a lot. You know, so they had seven guys playing last year. They lose Steven Gonzalez, who goes to the NFL as an undrafted free agent, but they've got six guys back this year. So in general, Jim, this should be Penn State's best offensive line in a long time. But I think I remember saying that to you in 2018, and they weren't. You know, I mean, I think they might have been the best in a few years or of the Franklin era, but last year's offensive line was better. And so the question in my mind is, clearly on paper and from a talent perspective, they should be better as a group. But then you do have a new offensive line coach in Phil Troutwein. So does that change things? Does he help take them to the next level? Or does the transition go a little bit rougher than that? So I just thought that was, I knew what we were doing today. I was thinking about it. And I thought, kind of interesting, isn't it, Jim?
It is. And, you know, when we do these preseason prognostications, you have to do it on history, you know, experience, who's coming back, what talent is back. And we don't necessarily take into account that intangible, how they just fit together. Well, let's go down this line then. They had their best offensive line last year, in your words. They have all these returning players back. They still decided to make a change at offensive line coach. Why did they make that change? And you've now had a chance to chat with Phil Troutwein, the new coach. How do you see that affect the effect of the new coach?
Well, so I think, and we've talked about this a little bit, but the reason why they made the change was because I think James Franklin wants to get over the hump. He wants to get the college football playoff, and he is looking at any avenue whereby he can improve his team. And he saw an opportunity and thought they could get better at offensive line coach. Now, I don't know how much of that is recruiting with Phil Troutwein instead of Matt Limegrover. I don't know how much of that is the production that they had at Boston College under Phil Troutwein. You know, it's a very different offense that Steve Adazio ran in Boston College. They did have success along the offensive line at BC, so maybe that's a big part of it. But Franklin's constantly trying to get better, constantly trying to improve. And so that's why he went with Troutwein. Only time will tell the impact that it has, Jim. We know this. They were very good up front last year. They should be even better this year. I mean, you look and they've got experience, they've got talent, and they've got, frankly, future pros all over the place. I mean, you mentioned Michael Mennett. He's got to be one of the top 10 centers in America. Wouldn't be surprised if he's one of the top 5 centers going into his third year now as the starting center. I had some people tell me that he might have gotten drafted in the 3rd through 5th rounds if he had left school early. He elected to stay. That's gigantic. That position makes all the calls for the offensive line. They're kind of the brains of the operation. To have a veteran like Mennett, who has been through the battles, knows what's going on, and can help make the transition with the new offensive coordinator, new offensive line coach, is huge. Not only that, to have Mike Miranda as a backup to Mennett at the center position makes you really feel good about that as well, if, you know, unfortunately something were to happen with Mennett. But he's the keystone of the best team in the Keystone State for sure.
Well, let's work our way out from there. Let's go to the guard position. You just mentioned Mike Miranda. CJ Thorpe would be the other guard. You've got, again, two guys who are veterans in that they've both had a lot of playing experience. How good could each one of those guys be?
Well, last year was really their first year playing. They're the same year. They're seniors, but they're junior eligibility. And I thought they both did a lot of good things. Thorpe is the meanest of the offensive linemen. He is the most physical. But he also still at times has some technique issues where he gets into trouble a little bit. Miranda is good. Miranda is just, he's one of those classic Penn State offensive linemen, Jim, that comes in as a 3-star, not really ballyhooed, comes in, plays well, impresses everyone. He's a good player. And his versatility is going to help him, I think, you know, be a future pro, being able to play both center and guard. In fact, I'll be curious to see what they decide to do in 2021. You know, do they move Miranda to center, or do they keep him at guard and maybe Juice Scruggs is ready to be the center for a couple years. That depends on his health a little bit. But I think both guards are solid players. And the difference between playing as much as they did last year and not is huge. You know, Mennett took a big step from 2018 to 2019. You'd like to think both Miranda and Thorpe will as well. And, you know, you're hearing some good things from Troutwine about Anthony Wiggin, the junior college transfer, who looks like he might be the top backup at the guard spots.
Well, then we could finish up now with the positions at tackle. And tell me if I'm wrong. I will describe him as a young star in Rashid Walker and a veteran looking to hold on to his position in Will Fries. Is that the correct way to interpret those two players?
It is. And, you know, they have, I think maybe you could say, almost an embarrassment of riches at tackle, Jim. You know, to have two returning starters, Rashid Walker has first round type ability. I mean, he's that talented. And I think this year he might start to get that buzz. And Will Fries has been starting and playing since he was a redshirt freshman. So you've got those two guys. But then Dez Holmes played a lot of football and played at a high level for Penn State last year. So they feel pretty good about him. He'll be pushing Will Fries at right tackle. And then don't count out Caden Wallace. And I wonder if Caden Wallace is the next guy to go in at guard as well. Troutwine has talked about wanting to cross-train him. So I look at it and think they have four legit tackles, and Caden Wallace is one of the top 100 players in the country, was impressive at the Army Bowl, and you know he's going into his second year. He wants to play. I think he's really going to be pushing Will Fries every bit as much as Dez Holmes is, which is good. That's what you want.
Well, it's been a while, I think, since we've talked about actually having some depth in the offensive line. And finally, in the last couple seconds we have here, how about giving the offensive line overall a grade, Ross?
Whew. If we're going to stick with the number grades like we were for the recruits, it's high, Jim. I mean, it's 8.7. I mean, it is a really, really good group that they have. And if they're going to get to the college football playoff finally, I think it's going to be in large part on the backs of the offensive line.
It's great to hear that high a grade. Stick around for quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That's where we get to ask Ross.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.